Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me now, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Okay, I'm going to jump right in here. We're all watching the chaos on our television screens, and it's preparing to spread to other states on the 14th as they have these sure to be violent in some places, demonstrations around the country. What should South Carolina be doing, and what are we doing to prepare for this? Because, look, we know we've caught cartel members here in recent weeks.
Well, listen, first off, everyone over the age of 10 years old remembers the summer of George Floyd vividly. And I think we all have PTSD from watching unfold what unfolded during that summer. We're never going to tolerate that. It's never going to happen here in South Carolina. I can tell you right now, I've been in touch with state law enforcement leaders. I've been in touch with sheriffs around the state. I also understand that your sheriff, Sheriff Hobart Lewis, is doing an excellent job plussing up his team up in Greenville this weekend. You know, what we're doing is we're sending a message to people who want to come to South Carolina and vandalize, break windows, destroy businesses, assault law enforcement, assault our citizenry. If you do that, we're going to put you in jail for a very long time. We don't have a problem with you peacefully protesting, but if you come here and you're an outside agitator and you're going to try to harm someone or destroy their property, we're going to put you away. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's the message we're sending.
And Alan Wilson, last time you were on the show, and I felt a little bit bad about this. I follow Ron DeSantis very closely, what's going on down in Florida. And I assumed that you were following it as closely as I am, which admittedly is I'm on X all the time. You have a much bigger job to do. So I assumed that you knew what was going on down there. And I went to cut the tape and I listened to it. I think that I assumed wrong, and I wanted to apologize to you for that. I assumed you knew what I was talking about, and I think at the time you now there's been a lot more coverage of it, but I think at the time that maybe you didn't, and so I wanted to give you a chance to talk about that again. And one of the things that's frustrated me is that the president back in February put out a call to every single governor, not attorney general because you can't do it, but every single governor of Republican states said, listen, deputize every last law enforcement officer. And some police departments and sheriff's departments have done this on their own. They've done the 287G program. It's been in the jails for a very long time, on and off. But Ron DeSantis is the only governor to fully take up Trump on this, his offer. And just about every law enforcement officer, and particularly every officer at the state level, is now deputized to act as a federal immigration law enforcement officer. They've been doing amazing things down there, and it's getting to the point in Florida, it's so bad. I mean, it is hard to drive as an illegal immigrant. Can we do that here? Why hasn't our governor taken Trump up on that fully? And would you do it if you were governor? Kind of what's going on with that? Maybe there's some stuff behind the scenes I don't know about.
Well, first off, Tara, thank you for that. I appreciate the comment. As it relates to Governor McMaster, I don't want to speak for him. I don't know what conversations he's having with members of his cabinet, members of various agencies in the executive branch of government. I'm not privy to those conversations, mm-hmm. so I don't want to opine or criticize because I'm just not, you know, in the loop on that. What I can tell you is my conversations. I can tell you with organizations like the State Law Enforcement Division, they are 100% supportive of doing immigration enforcement. The Department of Public Safety, State Transport Police. I'm talking to sheriffs every single day. I know Sheriff Hobart Lewis and other sheriffs in the upstate, like Tommy Blankenship and others. They are very, very pro immigration support. They are working hand in glove with ICE officials, with federal law enforcement like DEA. My office is obviously heavily engaged in this. We're working with the FBI and we're working with the United States Attorney's Office in full support of a mission alignment with the president's priorities on protecting our borders. And I'm obviously supportive of protecting South Carolina's borders. So we're doing everything that we can to support the tip of the spear, that is the men and women in blue. And we're going to vigorously prosecute and investigate anyone that violates the federal law here in South Carolina. We're certainly going to support our federal agencies in prosecuting those people.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely. And if you were governor in the future, would you do what Ron DeSantis has done, though? Because now, I mean, it's really exciting. These law enforcement officers who are highway patrol, they pull over somebody now for speeding. He's an illegal. They take him right to the ICE detention center. They couldn't do it before. They don't need ICE running, you know, the particular raid or, you know, being in charge of it because now they have federal, they're deputized. They are federal immigration officers.
I would make South Carolina the scariest place for people who are here illegally to live. If you're here illegally and you are, especially if you're committing crimes or you're engaging in illicit conduct, we would put the full weight of government against people who are breaking the law, 100%.
I'm with that.
Well, I mean, again, you know, that nightclub, the Alamo, it was a known haunt for cartel members. I mean, I shout out to the sheriff down there, the State Law Enforcement Division, the FBI, SLED, ICE. The governor was there with me for the press conference to recognize their efforts. And that one nightclub, it was a 24-hour operation. I was briefed on it prior to it going down. But what I understand is there were 80 arrests. There were over 100 people in there who shouldn't have been there. There were children as young as 13. There were people being, I'm told, potentially human trafficked. There was human trafficking victims in there. There was one individual, Tara, who had an Interpol murder warrant out for his arrest. He was seized. There were lots of guns, drugs, and cash seized. You know, and there were children there as young as 13 at 3 a.m. at that nightclub. So this operation was state and federal law enforcement and local law enforcement working together to protect our communities. And I know that similar operations like that are going on around the state as we speak.
Well, amen to that. We need to do all we can. I hope the governor will, you know, go that extra step so we can hit these cartel members when they're, you know, just driving to the grocery store, make it impossible for them to live here like it is in Florida. Anything else that people need to know about this? Attorney General?
Well, I was in, and I don't know if I've been on your show since I got back from my last border visit, but one of the things I want to remind people of, that policies at the federal level matter. When I was in Yuma, Arizona, about 3 weeks ago, I met with Border Patrol and ICE officials, and what they told me was that in May of 2023, which is a high water mark for the Biden administration, in 2023, at that one little spot on the Yuma border, there were an average of 1,500 illegal border crossings every single day during the month of May of 2023. In May of 2025, that number had dropped to 4 illegal crossings per day. 4, from 1,500 to 4. All of those illegal aliens, those migrants, they're going somewhere. And that is why I consider states like South Carolina every bit as much of a border state as states like Texas and Arizona. And not just people coming across who are seeking a better way of life, but members of MS-13, Trinidad and Aragua, various drug cartels, Chinese nationals, terrorist proxy organizations coming across in large migratory waves. And they're coming to states like South Carolina, which is why I'm working closely with local law enforcement and our federal partners to get all of those people out of our state, to get them where they belong, and that's prison.
Amen. We got a lot of hard work ahead of us. Alan Wilson, Attorney General, State of South Carolina, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.